Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We're so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our featured speaker, Max Pratt.
In the sixth chapter of the Gospel of Mark, we find this reading, beginning with the 53rd verse. When they had crossed over, they landed at Gennesaret and anchored there. As soon as they got out of the boat, people recognized Jesus. They ran throughout that whole region and carried the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages, towns, or countryside, they placed the sick in the marketplaces. They begged him to let them touch even the edge of his cloak, and all who touched him were healed. The miraculous healing of many during the course of the Lord's ministry on earth is shared in all four Gospels. Jesus healed the diseased, the lame, those who were blind and deaf, the mute, and even the demon-possessed. Many called and cried out to Jesus when he was near to them. Like the blind man on the road to Jericho, Jesus stopped to answer his request. Others came to Jesus asking for his time and attention. Often Jesus went to the homes of those who were ill and dying at the request of family. His healing hands brought health and life to so very many. The physical healings were wonderful blessings to many during Christ's earthly ministry. From the pages of Scripture, we can almost hear the shouts of joy made by those who received his healing touch and their loved ones as well. Please join us for the rest of our program. We will discuss more about the touch of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
I love you.
Calvary said, I love.
love you. I love you. I love you. Precious is the flow.
Precious veil
that makes me white as snow.
There's no
other found.
I know
nothing but the blood of Jesus. I love you. I love you. That's what Calvary said. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you, written in red. I love you.
When Jesus landed at Gennesaret, the people knew him. They knew him because of his miracles. They knew him because he had the power to heal the ill and those afflicted among them. They hurried to bring the sick for healing. A very important statement is recorded by Mark. He wrote, "The people begged Jesus to let them touch even the edge of his cloak, and all who touched him were healed." It wasn't just the woman who touched the hem of the Lord's garment that received healing power. A multitude of people who touched him were made well. It must have been a joyful sound heard in that region of the world. Parents had their children made well. Fathers were healed so that they could support their families. Mothers were touched by the healing hands of Jesus, and they could once again nurture their children with their mother's love. Husbands and wives, brothers, sisters, and friends rejoiced when their loved ones were blessed by the touching of the garment of Jesus. As much as Jesus desired to heal the physically infirmed, more than that, he wanted to touch their hearts and to heal the spiritual life of those around him. For this, he came into this world. By the Lord's physical life, he touched many who were made well, but their physical condition would not last. Aging and death would still come. That healing of the physical need was only a temporary blessing, but he came with a blessing that would last for eternity. In his own words, Jesus said, "I have come that they may have life and have it in abundance." By healing the spirit, Jesus was offering far more lasting blessings than the sight that he gave to the blind or the cleansing to a leper. The sight of the blind would last while this physical life did. The cleansing from the dreaded loathsome disease of leprosy gave people opportunity to live with their loved ones once again, to mix and to mingle within the society, but that would only last for a while. What Jesus came to do was to give everlasting life to the spirits of the spiritually blind. He came to touch the heart that was polluted with sin and thus separated man from his God. He came to set the captive free from the bondage of death. It is this touch that Jesus seeks to give us today. You can reach out and touch Jesus in a likeness to the way the people of Gennesaret did long ago. Jesus is the Savior. He is the Lord of heaven and earth. He is able to forgive sins. The Bible has commissioned his followers to reach out into the world with his message of love and grace, with a call to repent and obey. He has made himself available to be touched for the cleansing power in his blood that was shed on Calvary's cross. The sin-sick soul can come to Jesus and touch the hem of his garment, so to speak, and be renewed, be healed, and be revived. Dear listener, if you have not had the cleansing that Jesus offers through his gospel, we invite you and plead with you to seek this divine healer of your soul and let his healing touch bless you as well.
When with the Savior we enter the glory land, won't it be wonderful there? Ended the troubles and cares of the story land, won't it be wonderful there? Won't it be wonderful, wonderful there? Having no burdens to bear over there, joyously singing with heart bells all ringing, oh, won't it be wonderful there? Wonderful there. Wonderful there. Walking and talking with Christ the Supernal One. Won't it be wonderful there? Praising, adoring the matchless Eternal One. Won't it be wonderful there? Won't it be wonderful there? Having no burdens to bear, joyously singing with heart bells all ringing, oh, won't it be wonderful there? Oh, won't it be wonderful there? Joyously singing with heart bells all ringing, oh, won't it be wonderful there? Oh, won't it be wonderful there?
Thank you for sharing your precious time with Moments of Inspiration today. This international ministry exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and a free Bible upon request. You can contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we share once again, may God's rich blessings be with you.